Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
My next guest has come up with something quite unusual. It's called Nestify, an AI-powered platform that helps families co-invest for children. The idea is to modernize pocket money by allowing parents, grandparents and relatives to pool contributions into a child's future nest egg, blending traditional index funds with blockchain while also teaching kids about financial literacy in a simple, engaging way. Good morning, Niall Dennehy.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, I hope I gave the new idea Nestify the summary there in terms of the introduction of what it does, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more about how the platform works.
Sure can. And you summed it up really, really eloquently, and huge fan of the show. Got to put it out there. Delighted to be here and thank you for the platform.
Not at all. You're very welcome.
I'm going to talk about what we believe is going to be an incredible platform for families. But basically, Bobby, $84 trillion of wealth is going to be passed from parents to their children, to their grandchildren over the coming 20 years in the US. And worldwide then, that's a multiple. So the idea with Nestify is to make that pass down and transfer of intergenerational wealth easy, fun and educational. And the whole idea with Nestify, if I can put a seed in your head and in the head of your listeners, is imagine for 1 second you're in a WhatsApp group and you're debating, what do we get little Johnny for his birthday? If little Johnny is anything like my little Colin, who lives up in Goatstown in Dublin, shout out to Colin, my six-year-old boy. The idea is that rather than you sending Colin some money, or rather than Amazon boxes showing up on the doorstep with toys that Colin will never likely play with, or they will be recycled at best, why not create a platform whereby people can tap on a link? It could be from a WhatsApp chat. It could be from the Nestify platform, and enable people to make a contribution to an account set up on behalf of Colin.
So, and in that scenario that you outlined there, Niall, would you be the administrator of this account? In other words, would you be the supervisor as the parent, that it would be channeled through you so that it was appropriately
totally
and controlled?
If you can imagine for another second, Bob, you're an Irish family with a big diaspora makeup. You've got family in the US, they're in Australia, they're in England. I can set up an account on behalf of Colin, or otherwise I've got 4 kids. I've got Charlotte, Cassandra, I've got Colin, and I've got a six-month-old Clara. Shout out to them with Jane and their mother at home. So what I can do with Nestify is set up an account for each one of the kids and give my extended family, my friends, my relatives, the ability to send money to that account that's set up on their behalf. And we're launching initially, Bobby, in the US, but then what will happen is you've got a brokerage. It could be, for example, a Fidelity, a Franklin Templeton, a BlackRock. They will hold that account on our behalf, and then people can make a contribution. It can be one-off, it can be recurring directly to that.
So is that the business model then, that these wealth funds or otherwise will pay you for the referral? Is it a referral-based income in terms of the business model of Nestify itself?
We're not so much into taking money from the people, I guess money that families are funding, but it's more than for the app, which will be available as a consumer platform. There is going to be a transaction fee for people making a contribution. And depending on the version of the application that you want, you can pay a monthly subscription. But the bigger play for us, Bobby, that we're really focused on over time is the institutional play. So for a credit union, a tier two bank, etc. in the US, we found that about 70% of heirs who inherit money in the US end up firing their family planners because the advice that they're given may not be in tune with the needs of a modern family. Hence, that's where we're going. But for institutions, it's a share of a portion of the AUM with the consent of the families. But typically for the individual, it's more a transaction fee for people making the contribution.
And do you think that this is a problem that needs solving? In other words, what are the, if I want to give something to my grandchild, I can open a bank account for him and I can throw a few quid into it on his birthday, and he may not get sight of that until he's 18 years of age.
It's one way of doing it, Bobby, but I'll give you some facts. For example, there's one of the pillar banks here in Ireland have an account like that. I won't name them today, but what you do with that is they will give you an account for kids and they give you 2% AER subject to DIRT. Whereas if you can imagine, if you were to put money into an account And they're doing this in the US right now with something called Trump accounts, named after who shall not be referred. But the idea, Bobby, is that you're able to make a contribution to an account that could go into an index fund, for example, in the US that tracks the performance of the S&P 500.
So it's still a risk, but it's relatively safe and it'll give a decent return, about 7% or something.
Exactly. If you take the performance of the S&P adjusted for inflation over the past 30 years, it's in and around 10%. So it's a safer way of doing that. And the funds then, the thing about it is, they are secured, they're covered by insurance, but ultimately we're making it easier. And to stick with your example for one moment, if you wanted to set up an account for children today, you can do that. But oftentimes, if you've got a diaspora family member living abroad, imagine people listening in, you've got family in Australia, you've got family in Europe, it's difficult for them to pay into that. And the other thing I should mention is, a lot of the money that's out there now that is sitting on deposit is getting no interest. I'll give you one basic example for a moment. I've got a friend who is a pretty sophisticated guy. He works for an institution in London, but he recently gave some money to a friend of his who also works with him at that big institution, pretty sophisticated guys. And he ended up giving him money for the christening of the child. And he asked the guy who he gave the money to, whose intention was to put that into an index fund, what fund did you buy? 3 months later, that was still sitting in that account. So the idea is to reduce that friction, make it simpler, and also then boost financial literacy of the people involved.
You say you're focused on the American market. Tell me about Trump's proposal around these savings plans for newborns. Is this where the government is going to make a contribution or match fund funds placed in children's accounts?
Yeah, and it's potentially huge. So it's been called the Invest America Act. And you've got people like Dara Khosrowshahi from Uber. You've got David Solomon from Goldman. You've had Michael Dell, a lot of these luminaries of business. And the whole idea in the US, and this is passed, is that children born, I think from 2025 onwards, next year will be able to claim $1,000 every child born in America. And that will then go into a brokerage account or a bank account that's set up on behalf of the child. And friends, family, relatives then will be able to contribute up to $5,000 per year. And the idea then is that it will follow safe funds like index funds. But the idea, very much like Nestify, is that friends, family, relatives will be able to make a contribution on behalf of the child. And the idea that they have that I think we can bring to Ireland, to Europe, once we nail and scale the US, is to bring the economic opportunity of, in the case of the US, the economic opportunity of America to every child. And the market for us has expanded by around 3.6 million children, because every year in the US, there are 3.7 million children born. And if you think about that, that will cost governments like the US government $3.7 billion per year. And even in Ireland here, this has been floated in some public circles. This is something that in Ireland today, that our leadership and our government could look at doing, is setting up an account for children that friends, family, relatives can get to. And our intention is when that happens, and we're going to push it in Ireland, we are the leading platform of choice for every family in Ireland to be able to do that.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great idea. And it's one that focuses on the future generation. It's called Nestify. My guest was Niall Denny. Niall, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Bobby.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.